A Rolling Stone has cancer.
Who is it?
Let's go ahead and tighten the tease a little bit. We'll tell you which one next.
Bob's Steak and Chop House likes baseball and bad radio. Listen every Wednesday at 2:10 as Bob and Dan talk baseball with Evan Grant of the Dallas Morning News on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This Thursday is Guy's Night Out at the Cape Buffalo Grill in far north Dallas, Trinity Mills at Addison Road, just a stone's throw west of the tollway. And the first 250 guys there will get a brand new Schick Extreme 3 razor. So you can take that home and try it out on your girlfriend.
Huh?
The Ticket Olympics go on from 6 until 8. Go to the website, theticket.com, for more information. Boy, we got to start getting our team together for that, too.
Oh, I know. That's right. We forgot.
And this will be your last chance to help support the Ticket's squid supply drive. I believe we're calling that No Squid Left Unturned. That's, if you bring a donation, you'll receive a free voucher for Dallas Burn tickets. And anyone who brings in everything on the list of school supplies will get a free ticket t-shirt. And donations benefit Bowie Elementary School in Oak Cliff. Guys Night Out this Thursday at Cape Buffalo.
You know, I know we're about to get the E-News runs, but are you watching the hitting that's going on out here?
Oh, it's far. It's a lot different from what we saw a couple weeks ago, huh?
I can't remember the last time I've seen that much hitting going on in the Cowboys training camp. They are getting after it today.
Well, it is time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets, 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Big game out at the Temple tonight. The Rangers and Klee.
Who would have thought that at the beginning of the year, in the middle of August, you'd have a big series? But you do. Texas Tickets.
That's right. They got great seats for it. And at the Smirnoff this Friday, Linkin Park, Korn, and Snoop Good Puppy Dog.
Oh, I hate Korn.
I will be there, too.
Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for that.
Chick Durbin.
214-696-8001. Remember, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. Let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who, if you see him and start talking to him, there's a greater than zero chance that somewhere in there you're going to have to tell him who you are. Here's Cobra.
That's so fitting.
Thank you.
It's great job.
The snake hole.
Thank you. As we teased prior to the commercial break,
twice.
There is a rock star, and I made the mistake of letting out the band that the guy's in, the Rolling Stones specifically, who has cancer and has been battling cancer.
All right, now I believe we're going to guess who we think it is.
It's time to play Mike. Let's guess the Rolling Stone who has cancer.
Now, is this game anything like guess which one of Pete Rose's siblings smokes?
Unfortunately, we don't have audio from the cancer victim.
All right, now, Grego's ineligible, right?
Yeah, I know who
because he's
yes,
seen the story.
I've seen the story.
I called Grego when the story broke.
All right. Now, there are a number of... Let me just say that when it comes to the Rolling Stones, anytime anything like this happens, Keith Richards leaps right to the front.
No, see, I'm going to disagree with you, Raj. You know what? He's the guy that it's never going to be.
Maybe so. He'd just get his blood all changed out and get rid of the cancer.
This guy is immune to everything. Nothing can kill this guy. He's like a cockroach.
True.
All right, now, I don't think it's Mick. But there are a couple of Rolling Stones who look real cancery, and one is Charlie Watts. Bill Wyman might be another player in that, but I think I'm going to guess Brian Jones.
He died 35 years ago, Mike.
I want to guess.
All right, guess.
Ronnie Wood.
Okay, there's your guess. What's your guess?
This is a fun game.
Brian Jones.
I'm sticking with Brian Jones.
All right.
I'm going to go with Charlie Watts.
You are correct, Grego.
I saw the story.
Charlie Watts is battling throat cancer. He is 63.
This means he might have to get the...
cancer kazoo out?
Yeah, the cancer kazoo.
Shouldn't hurt him. He's a drummer. He doesn't sing backup or anything, does he?
No, he doesn't sing.
I never seen any kind of one of those drummer microphones back there. So what the hell does he need a voice for?
Matter of fact, I've never heard him speak.
Oh. I have.
He does very little publicly as far as in the way of interviews.
You never heard? Isn't that who Jimmy Christopher interviewed?
No. That was Bill Wyman.
All right.
An enthusiastic interview.
Bill Wyman looks cancery, too. Of course, he looked cancery when he was 18.
What about Ronnie Wood? That lizard-looking body of his.
Is he the ugliest human being?
Ever. I want to know why he and Rod Stewart find that they have to have the same haircut that they had since 1971.
Leave Ronnie Wood alone.
Rod Stewart can pull it off.
Can he?
No, Ron Wood can pull it off.
Ron Wood pulls it off better than Rod Stewart. They're both gayer than a parade looking, though.
You ever seen Ron Wood's dad?
Ed?
He looks just... No, it's not Ed Wood. No, seriously, his dad looks like an older version of him. They look identical.
Really?
Yes.
You ever seen Mick Jagger's dad?
Who looks like an older version of him.
His dad's like 90, and he's still like in great shape. He was a phys ed teacher. And he's the one who got Mick to stay in shape. Anyway, Charlie Watts discovered a lump on his neck in June. A biopsy confirmed the growth was malignant. He underwent an operation to remove the tumor, and he just completed 4 weeks of a six-week intensive course of radiation. And his doctor says he expects him to fully recover and start work with the rest of the band later on a brand new album.
You know what? They don't
need
any
fail
albums.
No,
followed by a brand new world rock tour.
Yeah.
And guess who will be there front and center?
Chris Arnold.
Me.
Whoa.
I will not miss a Rolling Stones tour ever. Until they're dead and they stop.
I haven't been to the last three or four times they've come through here.
You tell me that they hadn't been the same since 1984 or whatever. I don't care. They are great to me to see live.
I don't know why they waste time on an album. Nobody's going to buy it.
I buy it.
And you know what? Nobody else is going to play it.
Well, I know. They don't care, though.
Then why would they?
Wait a minute. You mean you got all this junk they put out through the late 80s and 90s?
Every one of them.
You got Steel Wheels
and
all that.
I got Bridges to Babylon, which is a good album.
What is it?
Bridges to Babylon.
To Babylon.
Bridges to Babylon's a good record. There's some good songs on there. Now, they don't get played because, the jerk-off radio stations that are around town.
Cat, are we allowed to say that? Okay. You're not allowed to say jerk-off.
They don't play that stuff. Even if it was, a good song with good melody and good rhythm and good lyrics and everything.
But the thing is, nobody's going to buy it.
I bought it. Did you not hear me?
But you're not enough.
And you know what?
You're not enough.
You and your little stupid Lynyrd Skynyrd cronies, who just want to hear their old crap that they put out.
Yeah.
Snake.
That's not the way I am.
Snake.
I want to hear new stuff from old bands.
Snake. No, you don't.
Snake.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't know what you want.
Snake.
Do you not agree with me?
Yeah, I want to hear new stuff from old bands.
I mean, does it not intrigue you to hear Tom Petty's new stuff?
Oh, I can't wait for new stuff from him.
Or Neil Young.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm out there the first day, and when the Stones put a new record out, I'm there. I want to hear it, man. I want to hear how they've evolved, what they've done. It may suck, but I'm going to support them.
Okay, maybe you do, but for the most part, it's going to be a commercial failure. Now, maybe they don't care, but I don't understand why they don't. It's like Kiss. They understand nobody's going to buy anything new, so they just tour and just,
because
just mop
the,
up
the
on
point
tour.
Is Kiss, they're self-admitted bad musicians.
Right.
They have no more songwriting ability left in their fried heads.
Do the Rolling Stones?
Yes, they do. Otherwise, they wouldn't put out a record. Mick is still cranking out stuff. So's Keith. They still have that creative flow working inside of them. I don't know how, but they do. And everyone with an
ounce. See, I think what happens is they all get their blood changed out.
Well, they're all in like a circle.
Right. They all get their blood changed out, and that when they put the new blood in, they put new creative flow.
Well, whoever gets Keith's old blood.
You have to ask the question, though, Mike.
And what is that?
Is that blood?
True. True enough.
That is such a legitimate question.
So our thoughts and prayers go out to the.
Yeah, I don't want him. I don't want him
to the great Charlie Watts, because here's my Charlie Watts theory.
Give it to me, Lance.
You want to hear my Charlie Watts theory?
Go ahead, Mike.
Give it to me, Lance.
My theory on him.
Give it to me, Lance.
Is that when the Rolling Stones put out a record that he is good on, and really up front, really laying it down, that is a good Rolling Stones record.
Really?
To wit, Some Girls. That is one. Tattoo You. That's another.
Bridges to Babylon?
No, not Bridges to Babylon.
Right. Now, is he the one that was hosing down with young girls?
Hosing nope. down?
I don't know what that means.
Hosing down?
Yeah, that's what I said.
What does that mean?
We can't say jerk
even...
off, but we can say that.
I'm not even... I'm honest with you right now. I don't know what that means.
Having sex.
So that's a... hosing down is a euphemism for having sex.
Yeah, I use that periodically.
You ever heard that one?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that was Bill Wyman that married the 12-year-old when he was 74.
Right.
Nikki Hilton is now married. Mm. She's the sister of Paris Hilton.
I wish she'd have married me.
Now, she is okay. Her sister...
I'd rather have Paris, but
you'd
would
rather have Paris?
Yes.
Out of your mind. Nikki is 100 times better.
I'd settle for either one of them. I'd put up with her crap for about 6 months, and I'd be a millionaire. Forever.
You don't think she'd make you sign a prenup?
I'd probably hold out for... I mean, I just need several million. That's all I need.
Wouldn't the wedding photos be great of young 19-year-old Nikki Hilton marrying... The Hammer.
You know what's funny is every time we get a picture made with a disgruntled bikini girl, if you look at Grego's picture, because I get it emailed to me every time, you have the exact same pose for every picture.
Yeah.
The exact same smile.
Mm-hmm.
It's one hand in the pocket.
Yeah, controlling the wood.
The other hand down by the side. And this just real half-hearted, half-assed smile every time.
I'm not a very photogenic person.
Just stiff as a board.
I'm not a very photogenic person, so that's what you get with me.
You need to loosen up a little bit. You know what we need is to feed Grego wine before our photo shoots.
Oh, that'd be bad, because then my head would be like Reiner's. Mr. Tomato Head. I'm allergic to wine.
What? Anyway, she married. She's 20 years old. 20. What an idiot. And she married, by the way, Kat, how old were you when you got married? 22. She married 33-year-old Todd Andrew Meister.
And he would be...
Some finance dude.
Well, he's done pretty good. I mean, that's 13 years. He got younger by 13 and got a 20-year-old.
He is known as a money manager by the Associated Press. By the New York Times, he is known as a scenester and socialite.
Cha-ching.
I'll go with the New York Times.
Let me go ahead and throw something down, and you tell me if you think that things were a little bit awry at this point during the wedding. The couple's 2:30 a.m. wedding.
2:30 a.m.?
Yes.
So are you suggesting that maybe this decision was made on the fly?
Maybe fueled by booze.
Some beer.
And pot.
2:30.
And beer.
Yeah, 2:30.
Bolognese.
Paris was there.
That should be disallowed. I mean, nobody should get married after midnight. And any judge or preacher or whatever should just say no. Come, roll up here in the morning. At a regular time, we'll see if you still want to do it.
According to a representative, he says, I think...
Why? I didn't have that option.
What?
To roll up here in the morning and see if you still want to do it.
Yeah. Boy, if you would have caught me
Did you have that option?
If you would have caught me that next morning, things may have been a little different.
You both would have still done it.
Call me after the show. We have to talk. Her representative said that I think this one's going to stick. She really likes this one. Really likes this one.
How would you feel if you were Randy Meisner on that deal? That dude.
Todd Andrew Meister.
Oh, Meister.
Randy Meisner.
That would have been funny if it was Randy Meisner.
True.
He really...
That would have been funny.
She really likes this one.
Yeah.
6 months.
They were married at the Palms, is that right?
At the Palm?
In Las Vegas?
Yeah. Bijou Phillips was there.
Who's that?
Just some...
China's mama?
Sister, China's sister. It's one of those kids, one of those Phillips kids.
And she's all the time getting in fights with girls and whatnot.
Bijou?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is a mainstay on Page Six.
Yes.
A mainstay.
A little sidebar here, Ron. Speaking of the Palm, you know we're about to get our picture up there, don't you?
We are?
Yeah. On the wall at the Palm in Dallas.
Cool.
I saw it the other day. Looks
cool.
Pretty cool. Looks great.
Why?
What?
Why are you getting your picture up there?
Because we're gadabouts.
Yeah.
And men about town.
You are?
Maybe. The hard line.
And we're fuel for Page Six as well.
Exactly.
So that's interesting.
So me and Ron are going to have our picture on the wall at the Palm restaurant.
That's interesting.
And you know what?
Well, all right.
Why not? Just me and Ron. That's it.
That's
just
us.
The restaurant.
Just us.
What is the Palms, Greg?
A restaurant.
Oh. Showing how stupid America really is, Alien vs. Predator made $40 million
that
over the weekend.
One good movie.
Shut up.
I'm Sweet Grego.
That has an average rating on Yahoo.com of D+.
I saw it Saturday afternoon.
No, you
good.
Didn't.
I guarantee you the same.
Who wins?
I don't care. Go ahead.
No, I don't want to ruin it for you.
No, seriously, I really don't care.
I don't think anybody else does either.
Who won Freddy versus Jason last year during
Jason.
The...
It was a draw.
It was?
Yeah.
It went to the judges.
I'll take Tyrannosaurus Rex.
What else can they combo up for movies?
Pork chop sandwiches!
I mean, who comes into these meetings and is like, you know what, let's have the alien fight the predator.
Okay, but the joke's on everybody else. It's the number one movie in America.
I know.
I mean, not only did somebody come up with that stupid idea, they made the movie, and the movie's the number one movie.
By the way, last year when Freddy vs. Jason opened, made $36.5 million. It was the largest opening day of any horror movie ever.
Any horror movie?
And then yes, any horror movie.
And then the next week it did $12.
Probably right? So. Yeah. The best Alien film opening was Alien 3 at $19.4 million. The best Predator was $12
million. So, and what did this one do?
40.
Good gosh.
40.
40?
40.
40. I wish him luck.
All right, we got to run.
Where are we going?
All right.
I don't know. Danny's yelling at me.
That is the news for today. Now, I believe we're supposed to visit with the great
Here's
Darren Woodson.
Stories.
Next.
Who's that?
It's George back in the room.
George Dunham.
Come on, Corby. Do some more stories.
hey, hold on a second. I've got a question for you, sir. We were trying to remember Rolling Stones CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name some of them for me?
Recent ones.
Bridge to Babylon.
That's the one we were trying to remember. All right, either visit with the football man or the Rangers next here on The Ticket.